You are now tuned in to the Half Right Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at the Half Right Podcast. And most importantly, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to give us a listen. Without further ado, let's get into today's episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Half Right Podcast. Our first episode in a really long time. I'm joined by my co-host, my big sister, the brains behind the Half Right Podcast, Lakia. So, Lakia, what's been going on?
The fans are coming back. We're coming back. Season 2 of the Half Right Podcast in full effect. I'm ready to go. How about you?
I'm ready to go, too. I know we're not the most consistent, but, you know, we're going to try to be this go around. You know, I think it's been 495 days since fans have, you know, been in a WWE arena, you know, for like a Raw or a SmackDown, not counting WrestleMania. So, you know, I feel like fans are back, and like you said, we're back. A lot has transpired since the last time we put out an episode.
A lot. A whole lot. I have notes. Where would you like to begin?
Man, just hit me with something.
All right, we're going to start off with the major change that has been shell-shocking to a lot of the fans. Aside from the Thunderdome era now being over, the releases that have happened over the course of the past year. So I'm going to run off some names, and then you tell me. I didn't put everybody. I put the most prominent one.
We narrowed it down. All right.
I would like to know which ones do you think. All right, I'll save my questions for after. But in 2020, okay. I'm going to say some names. You say yay or nay. How about that?
What is yay? I'm saying yay if I what?
Yeah, they could leave and nah, they should have stayed.
All right. Hit me.
All right. Kurt Angle.
Yeah, I mean, he really wasn't, you know, he wasn't an in-ring competitor. I mean, I don't really think he was. They didn't really have plans for him, so he could leave.
Rusev.
They weren't really doing nothing with him. I say yay, he could leave.
Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins.
Double yay.
Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows.
Nay. I feel like them with AJ was magic. The tag team division isn't very good. And I feel like they brought a lot to the product. I don't believe that they should have been released. And that was about a year ago.
We're going through the 2020 list. Heath Slater.
Yeah, I like Heath, but I haven't really missed him.
Eric Young.
Yay. Rowan. Yay.
Then we have Sarah Logan, No Way Jose, Aiden English, Leo Rush, Primo and Epico, Maria and Mike Kanellis. Those people
Leo,
are just like...
Leo Rush is a nay for me. Because I feel like he had a lot to offer.
And I feel like he would have done, you know, much further if they would have brought him back down to NXT.
Which they did. He was the NXT Cruiserweight Champion about a year ago.
Yeah.
You know, as I'm saying, guys, you guys got to bear with us. We haven't talked in a while, so we're just giving you our thoughts on what's been happening in wrestling.
And then Drake Maverick was another one that was released. He was signed back.
All right, so hit me with some other ones.
All right, the new roster, which was recently Braun Strowman, which was a shocker to me.
I'm gonna go nay, because I feel like he was at Backlash. He was in the triple threat with Drew and Bobby. We all knew it was for him to take the fall, but I feel like he had a lot to offer to WWE still. I mean, I'm not the biggest Braun fan, but I feel like a star like that, you don't let go, because you can always plug him into the main event scene.
Yeah, I mean, he's typical, you know, what Vince wanted, big guy. But I just feel like you put him in this storyline and had him having a run. He had a match with Shane McMahon at WrestleMania, and then he was just cut. It doesn't make any sense. Didn't make any sense to me.
I think his contract was probably had something to do with that. Because we don't know why a lot of these wrestlers are being cut, if they're, you know, shaving cost or, You know, but I know Bron, I had heard, I'm not, don't quote me on this, but I had heard his contract had a lot to do with him being released.
All right. I mean, that's not abnormal. Then we have Samoa Joe, who's now on NXT.
I mean, we'll get to, we'll, do, I
we'll
think
get, Karrion, we'll come back. We'll come back
yeah,
to Samoa
Karrion
Joe.
Cross choked, Woo! Karrion we'll Cross come, choked him out.
We'll come back to Samoa Joe.
I think we may be getting some Joe's gonna kill you soon.
Yeah. So then Aleister Black, who's now Malakai Black in AEW.
Nay. No way you let Aleister Black go. I feel like the way he re-debuted and kicked the shit out of Big E was perfect. Aleister Black is one of those characters I will run and just think, how was he not a bigger star on the main roster? Mm-hmm. I feel like, yeah, that's a major nay for me.
I'd have to agree. Who and else? Then Andrade, who's now in AEW, and for me, that's a yay that he left for the simple fact that when they broke him away from Zelina, it's kind of like when he started in NXT, how he became more of, you know, a character and a superstar, so to speak, when he had that mic piece of Zelina, because Andrade's not good on the mic.
I feel like he's a yay with no Zelina, but I feel like he's too talented. You could have plugged another manager with him or something.
Exactly, but I mean, what they did with him, it's kind of like, all right, they weren't gonna put you back with her, so best you're gonna do next. Then we have Mickey James, Billy Kay, and Peyton Royce. I feel bad for Billy Kay and Peyton Royce.
I want to go to Billy Kay and Peyton Royce. Andrade was a nay for me. I think he should have stayed. And so are the Iconics.
Yeah.
They should have never split up. Women's tag team division is not deep. It's
at
horrible.
All.
You could have rebuilt Billy Kay and Peyton Royce. There's no, you don't let talent like, I feel like Billy Kay and Peyton Royce, when given opportunities, were entertaining and good in the ring.
And they're good on the mic.
Yes.
Really
yes.
good on the mic. They so, feed off of each other.
They're big names. I think them going somewhere else, wherever they end up together as a duo, is going to just, they'll have life again. And I'm rooting for them to succeed.
Ruby Riott.
That's a big nay for me. I Ruby Riott's talented. I loved what she had going with Liv Morgan. And again, you take your tag team division. You're just
putting random ass people together.
Yes, you're decimating it.
Lana.
That's a yay for me. Lana could go.
But they replaced her with Eva Marie. Okay, Velveteen. Yes. Velveteen Dream.
Listen, I like Velveteen. It's gonna supposedly, you know, he was on some weird shit.
Yeah.
Some shit that we do not condone here at the Half Right Podcast. So I'm going to say, yay, he can go.
Buddy Murphy.
That's a tough one for me. Because I feel like Buddy was always good in the ring, but I was never interested in him as a character, like his mic work. So, I mean, yay.
So here's the thing with Buddy Murphy that I want to touch on, because he did go on to another promotion. And WWE apparently contacted him to see exactly what his no-compete contract, you know, was. Was it? Because it was only 30 days. Which I find interesting. If you're going to be releasing these people to give yourself more time just to hire them back, it's like, come on, guys. Come on. And then Bo Dallas is the other one that I wanted to touch on. Kalisto and Tucker were also released. But what do you think about Bo Dallas?
He wasn't on TV, so I'll say yay.
Okay. Now we're going to move on to, let's fast forward to right now. We talked about the Thunderdome era being over officially. Thank goodness. No more piped in crowds. Great. Let's start with NXT. We'll just go ahead and talk about what recently happened on NXT. Samoa Joe, yes, he was released, came back to NXT, but he was going to be a special enforcer. The special enforcer was only going to be able to touch if he was provoked, okay? So Adam Cole shoved him off a few weeks ago, and then Samoa Joe choked him out. Adam Cole is still pissed about it. Then we have Samoa Joe, who was a special guest referee in the recent the NXT Championship match with Karrion Kross and Johnny Gargano, who I think should go back to being a face at this point. But Karrion Kross, as you mentioned, choked out Samoa Joe. What are your thoughts? Do you think Samoa Joe is coming back to the ring?
I think he's been cleared. It makes sense because why else would you have that storyline? Like, why else would you have, you know, Karrion Kross put hands on Samoa Joe if the plan wasn't to bring him back? So I feel like, Karrion and Samoa Joe are gonna go at it. I feel like he's been cleared.
What do you think about the whole thing of bringing him in as a special enforcer alongside Regal?
I feel like it's a step back for Joe because he was in NXT. We saw him do the NXT thing. I feel like there's a lot that he could have brought to the main roster. You see what Kevin Owens is doing. What Kevin Owens is to SmackDown, Joe could have easily came in and been for Raw. Imagine a face Joe versus a heel Bobby Lashley for the WWE title. What fun that would be. Joe is a main event level star. He's not getting any younger. So I would personally like to see if he's clear and he can compete, which it looks like because they had Kross choke him out. It makes no sense to do that if that storyline is not leading anywhere. I think Joe belongs, if he's cleared, on the main roster because they need more top guys. We haven't seen Finn in a while. I think it's time for, now that they're back on the road, I think it's time for Finn to show back up. Use him right. Capitalize off of how he redeemed himself in NXT. And maybe Joe can do the same thing as well. But Joe, I want to see Joe against the best people on the main roster in main roster feuds. Because as much as we say, oh, NXT is great, it's on the same level as Raw and SmackDown, I might get heat for saying this, but it's still a step below. Mm-hmm. It's still that just one step below. And no matter what they do, it's always going to be that level below.
But you mentioned the likes of Finn Balor, and I also want to plug in Ember Moon, because they did go up to the main roster only to come back to NXT. So it's like, is that more of your comfort zone and you feel like your character evolves more and you get more prime time? Because, you know, even when you think of Ember Moon, yes, she had a little bit of play on the main roster, but this is also her coming off of being the NXT Women's Champion. And I just don't feel like when you look at someone like Asuka or even Rhea Ripley, that Ember got that same respect and regard in moving to the main roster. And Finn, even though, you know, he did go on and have the Universal Championship for 5 minutes because due to an injury, but did he ever really get back to the top after that? I don't feel like they really knew what to do with the character that was already built. So I think there's a lot of hesitancy in the decision of these superstars that are on NXT if they even want to go back to the main roster. I think of someone like Keith Lee maybe moving back down to NXT. He shouldn't have been called up to begin with because he had the belt.
Yeah, that was pretty stupid. You make him a double champion. And I feel like if you make somebody a double champion, have them defend both of the belts for a little while. Like when Becky won the Raw and SmackDown Women's Championships,
she didn't just go ahead and pop it next week.
I was okay with that because she lost one because of interference from the person who wanted the other one.
Right.
And all right, but she held them for at least give me 2-3 weeks with them walking around with both belts. They had Keith Lee drop the North American title and then lose.
So, I mean, I don't even know what's going on with Keith Lee right now. Apparently, there's some type of, it could be an injury issue. I don't know when he's going to be coming back. He's excited to come back, anxious to come back. But I, at this point, I don't know what he was getting a little bit of a buzz in the Thunderdome era. But then, you know, whatever happened. But moving past those, Samoa Joe and Karrion Kross, the Undisputed Era broke up. And now we're in this little feud of Roderick Strong and Bobby Fish are looking at each other and going to go against each other. And then we have on the other side, Adam Cole. I don't know why they changed his theme music. It just doesn't do anything for me. He could have kept the Undisputed Era music just like Roman had the Shield music forever. But anyway, so you have Adam Cole versus Kyle O'Reilly. What do you think of their feud? Because I've been enjoying it.
It's been good. It's been good. I think their match at, what was it, TakeOver Stand and Deliver?
Yeah.
It was a little too much for me. I think...
too much isn't too long?
Yeah, too long. But I feel like, you know, with the O'Reilly, Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole feud, it reminds me a lot of Ciampa versus Gargano.
Exactly. Exactly.
But Ciampa and Gargano was just done way better than me. Like, it had more magic than what O'Reilly and Cole have, in my honest opinion.
I also think that magic that you speak of is because they're, like, legit best friends in real life. And when you
O'Reilly and Cole are legit close friends as well, though.
But I mean, they came in as a tag team.
Yes, so that I agree with what you're saying because they had that tag team.
Yeah.
Feel with them with the Undisputed Era was four of them, mm-hmm. and now they're feuding with each other.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah, I mean, I'm a fan of Cole. I'm a fan of O'Reilly. And then don't get me wrong, the match at NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver, it was a good match, but
You just thought it went on a little too long?
It went on a little too long. It didn't. I feel like it's kind of my fault because when I look at O'Reilly and I look at Cole, I'm like, oh my God, this is the next great, you know, feud in NXT. And I feel as though I probably, like, expectations were too high. And I feel like as fans, what we do sometimes is our expectations are too high. And then when they fail to meet our expectations, we're like, oh, it's bad. Like, No, it wasn't bad. It just, I didn't think it was great. Like, I didn't think it was as good as it should have been. But it doesn't mean that they weren't good.
Right. I like the feud. I really love Kyle O'Reilly's character. I'm just with it. Like I said, with Adam Cole, they have to have another match. It does give Ciampa and Gargano vibes. Speaking of Gargano, I think that, you know, what he got such a great crowd reaction in his match against Karrion Kross. And then you look at Ciampa. Ciampa's in another tag team.
Yeah, I don't really like the way Ciampa's being used, to be honest with you. Like, I don't know why he's in a tag team. Doesn't make no sense to me. If Ciampa, I feel like Ciampa as a baby versus Karrion would do something for me, but they've already done that in Karrion's debut match at NXT TakeOver when he basically squashed Ciampa. But I mean, I don't know. Just like you said, I think Gargano, it's time for him to maybe turn babyface again. I feel like he can still keep his group with Candice and India. And is her name
Indy Hartwell.
Indy Hartwell.
Yeah.
Apologies. The other dude. What's homeboy's name?
Oh crap! What's his? Oh. Austin Theory. There we go.
Yeah.
Had to think about it.
Respect to that group. I like them a lot. I'm not even gonna sit here on this call and act like I've been watching a whole lot of NXT because I haven't.
I've been enjoying NXT. Have you? But it would be horrible of me not to mention that the women of NXT have another title, and they have the tag team championship, which was introduced a part of the Dusty Rhodes Classic, which was another thing that they added in for the women of NXT. And I think it's great that they have another set of titles that the women can go for, because on Raw and SmackDown, there's the two championships on either brand, and then you have the tag team championship, which is, you know, floating between both Raw and SmackDown, and at one point it was going through NXT. And as you said, speaking on the women's division as a whole, it is not very stacked right now, which is why you see them calling up women such as, who just came back, Tegan Knox, who now they call Knox, Shotzi Blackheart, who was a previous NXT women's tag team champion alongside Ember Moon. She's been called up, and now they just call her, it's either Shotzi or Blackheart. I don't know why they changed their names. I don't know why they get over to WWE main roster and change names. I don't get that. I don't understand why. Vince, help me out. I don't know why. And then Toni Storm is moving up to the main roster as well. And I think the call-ups now are happening because there is no depth, as you said, in the women's division. Especially shout out to Tamina. Shout out to Tamina for finally getting a title. You know, her and Natalya have the tag team championship.
I'm happy to see Tamina's been grinding for years. And she really deserved it. And I'm never going to be, and Natalya can win any title in WWE. I'm never going to be mad at that. She's always worthy of being a top person. She's a trailblazer in this current women's division. So if Natalya has a title, I'm okay with it. I'm never going to complain about her holding the belt.
I also like that they have the titles as veterans. Nothing against Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, but they need to break that tag team up.
Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler were one of the worst put together tag teams I've ever fucking seen. It made no fucking sense. I feel like when you see Nia Jax, I see a single star.
Exactly.
And what has happened with Shayna from her NXT badass days to being, you know, walking around with fucking Reginald and Nia Jax is just like
being hypnotized by Alexa.
I feel like WWE, like they fail. Triple H delivers these performers to the main roster on a silver platter to Vince. And he just looks at him like, okay, what dumb shit can I do? You know?
It's kind of like it's spiteful. If you think about it, it's very spiteful.
WWE, over the last year, has just been horrible booking. The only thing, and we're going to get to it, that I've liked is Roman's booking. Other than that, I haven't really liked shit that they've been doing. And Roman.
Okay. We'll get there. Hold that thought.
Yeah, I know. I want to talk more on future episodes about stuff like AEW and all that, because I watched the AEW fight one night and I found it very enjoyable.
Okay.
You know.
Looks like I'm gonna have to tune in.
Yeah,
I honestly don't even know what it's on to tune in, so I'm gonna actually have to look and see.
TNT, I believe they're moving to TBS next year, though.
I know it's on TNT, but I'm talking about the day and the time, because I never know.
The day and times are tricky, because I think they're back to Wednesdays at 8 o'clock now.
Okay.
They were on Fridays at 10 because of the NBA playoffs.
Okay, so it has not been a consistent schedule.
With the move to TBS, though, they're going to stay on that Wednesday.
Okay.
But being on a network like TBS is kind of tricky. Being with Turner Sports is kind of tricky because, you know, they hold the NBA. They hold March Madness.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of hard to – certain nights they're not going to be able to go on. With Fox, you know, when the World Series comes on, you know, they have FS1 that they can move SmackDown to, you know, for a week. But – yeah, I think this is a little off topic. Have you heard about Chris Jericho? Have you ever heard of like the Chris Jericho Shotzi Blackheart beef?
No, I kind of skimmed across it, but I don't know like the full details of it.
I think Jericho's like that mad ex that is mad he's not with his girlfriend anymore. Like, the man is obsessed with WWE. And, like, I just don't get that. Like, it just makes no sense to me. Like, listen here. Jericho, he doesn't scream star to me. I turn on AEW, he doesn't fucking scream star. Like, you're fucking old and washed, okay? Like, are you still entertaining? Yes. But I don't believe that. Listen, I'm never going to be a fan of men arguing with women publicly. It just makes no sense. As a man, it makes you look bad. Like, so, yeah.
I disagree.
I wanted to know your thoughts on that, because I don't think... Chris Jericho, years ago, I believe on Tough Enough, told Shotzi that she couldn't make it in WWE.
It's like...
So,
with Chris Jericho, I just don't put any stock into what he says, because it's not like he's one of these guys, you know, that was bred in WWE. You know, I look at someone like a Roman Reigns, or let's just use The Shield as an example, right? Roman, he has family that was a part of WWE, right? But he also has cousins that are in the independent circuit. Roman, he wasn't really on the indie circuit like that. He's a football player, turned a wrestler, broke out in WWE, got his big shot with The Shield. But then you look at Dean Ambrose, and they weren't doing this other sports shit, and this was their backup. Like, this is what they did. Like, John Moxley was John Moxley before he came Dean Ambrose, you know? Tyler Black was Tyler Black before he became Seth Rollins. So, Chris Jericho, it's like, you're upset over what? You've left WWE. Why is this time making you so mad? Why are you so upset about leaving WWE now? I get it. You've been in the business. You've been a part of the company. They really didn't do you too dirty. You decided to, you know, y'all separated. You're now off in another promotion, which you've done before. So for me with Chris Jericho, it's like, why are you beating this dead horse of a company that you were going to end up leaving anyway? Because it's who you are. It's who he is. He always leaves. Like when he left to go do Fozzy, or when he left and went to, you know, Japan and was wrestling over there. It's like, Chris, you do this all the time. Why are you upset? You'll still get fame if you shut the hell up and stop talking shit. You'll still get there. But that's my thing with Chris Jericho. It's just like, dude, you so upset over what? Over what? I don't get it. So we're going to move past NXT, because you said you haven't been watching it that much. And I will have to check out AEW so that we could be fair and talk about another promotion, not just WWE, because there's more wrestling out there for the fans. But I will say, did you see the Hit Row Entourage on NXT? Have you seen them?
I haven't really been following them, but I hear a lot of people like them.
Have you seen anything of them, though?
I know that Swerve is the North American champion.
I just want you to take a look at the Entourage before the next episode, and we'll circle back on it.
Okay, I do.
All right, moving on to Raw. Bobby Lashley is the WWE champion, having defeated Drew McIntyre, which I think that feud was run into the ground. And the fact that Drew McIntyre is in the Money in the Bank is pissing me off even more, because it's like, why? Why? For what? I guess you gotta, they're kind of balancing it out. Because who's in the men's Money in the Bank? We have. Who do we have? We have Drew, Riddle, John Morrison, Ricochet, Kevin Owens, Big E, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Seth Rollins in the men's Money in the Bank. So out of those eight, you have four that are past WWE champions. So I guess you're balancing it out, but it's just like, it's so fresh of Drew, you know, losing to Bobby once again. It's just like, I don't want to see y'all fight again. I personally don't even want to see Kofi fight Bobby. It's just not doing anything for me. What do you think of Bobby's reign?
I don't think he has enough, you know, just like you said, the Drew thing was run into the ground, and he hasn't had enough. You know, like, I can't judge a man's title reign off of one feud. To me, a great title run is feuds with multiple different wrestlers, good feuds, feuds that mean something. You could have a one-match feud where you just beat a guy once, and that's it. I think the Bobby-Drew feud should have ended at Mania. It shouldn't have dragged on. It should have just ended at Mania. Any need for a Hell in a Cell? I mean, I like Bobby. You know, I'm all for a black man
being. They're just not doing him any justice for this to be, you know, wow, you're the champ. I just don't feel like they're doing him any justice, which just speaks to who that, you know, speaks to the division as a whole.
I don't believe it's Bobby's fault. He just doesn't have enough competition. I think him and Kofi are going to put on a show, I feel like, at Money in the Bank. with fans. I think we should give our predictions for that, which is going to take place on Sunday. I feel like we should give our predictions for that at the end of the show. I think I'm really a big fan. I'm a big fan of Bobby. I'm happy he's having his moment in the sun, but hopefully when fans return, more top stars will be introduced to Raw to possibly challenge Bobby, because I feel like him and Kofi are going to do well. I also think that on Sunday they're going to make history, Kofi and
absolutely.
And Bobby, the first time two African-American men have went one-on-one for the WWE Championship. So that's historic. And I can't wait to see them. I can't wait to see them fight on Sunday.
I'm happy that Bobby is champion for that fact. But let me clarify. My issue with Bobby being champ is the fact of his, you know, reign just not being on the caliber that I expected to be. And I'm happy that Kofi is getting another shot. Okay. I hope that it's not like a just bury him type of match. I would love to see, you know, a good match between them. Absolutely happy to have two black men going against each other. But my whole thing is just this whole Bobby reign. But I'm hoping that in him getting serious and telling MVP stop the bullshit, that we'll get another side of his championship reign now that fans are back, as you noted. So the other thing is, what do you think of the switching over to the women's division? What do you think of Rhea Ripley being champion?
I mean, I don't think her match with Asuka at Mania did much for me. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was very good. But, I mean, Rhea, I feel like a lot of these championship runs and reigns are victims of – they're just victims of horrible booking. The booking isn't very good, so – I'm not really gonna judge a lot of these reigns until fans come back.
Right.
Personally, in my opinion, I believe that within the first, I read a Bleacher Report article, and I don't know who wrote it, so I can't give him credit. Him or her, but I think in the first 2 months of fans being back, that every single main roster title is going to change hands.
Oh.
I think every single main roster championship is going to change hands. And not saying the current champs won't get it back, a couple of them, but I feel like you got to
juice. I'm not against it.
I feel like I personally feel
I'm not
like
against that at all. Because
personally, and we'll get to Roman, I feel like Roman's going to lose his belt as well.
Oh, don't. Well, hold on. Don't do that. Wait, we're going to get to Roman. We're going to get to Roman because I have my thoughts. We're going to get to Roman. But, yeah, save that thought. What do you think of the tag team divisions in general on Raw, SmackDown, both, you know, the women's championship tag team division, which we
Women's
discussed.
Tag team division, I don't think we need to really discuss it. I think it lacks depth and it's not really entertaining.
What about the men's SmackDown? Raw. The men's Raw. Who's
AJ? AJ Styles. You got one of the best wrestlers in the world. His career is winding down, and you have him in a fucking.
But I will
team.
Say, I will say that AJ spoke on that. Okay, I was scrolling through Instagram, and I saw a comment of what AJ said. Of, you know, I've done all the things that I can do in my career, and right now I'm here to help in any way that I can. Not to say that he doesn't want to get back to the big title, but he's good where he's at. He's being a role player right now. He said he's good. Because you ain't the only one that thinks that.
I know,
but
I can't
believe that. He said he's good. Because he understands the role that he's playing right now. He's being a role player. He gets it.
Omos just don't do shit for me. I think it's time for the belts to get off of him, and I'd personally like to see AJ going back to being a face. I think AJ's a good heel when he has other good heels around him. Because AJ, I've never really been into, like, small heels.
Yeah.
I believe if you're a small heel, you need to have a big bodyguard or some shit.
Which is what they tried to do and bring in Omos.
And then you make them a tag team, which isn't very good.
I just feel like for AJ to come off of this, you know, feud that he had with Undertaker and for his career to have kind of nosedive the way that it did, it was, you know, it was like, really? All right. So I get it. So we gonna move off of Raw and move on to my favorite show, which is SmackDown.
Mine too.
And we're gonna highlight Bianca Belair. Let's give Bianca Belair her roses, okay? Bianca Belair won the Royal Rumble, okay? Bianca Belair went on to main event WrestleMania alongside your favorite, Sasha Banks, in the first ever two African-American women headlining a main event on the grandest stage of them all. They even won an ESPY for it, so shout out to Sasha and Bianca for that, winning WWE moment at the ESPYs. Sasha Banks, I feel she's coming back. I also feel like Becky Lynch is going to be coming back as well very, very soon. But Bianca was having this feud with Bayley. Unfortunately, Bayley has this freak accident, fucks up her knee. She's going to be out until sometime next year. And now they have Bianca Belair in this impromptu match for the championship against Carmella. Your thoughts on Bianca Belair's big year in her current reign as SmackDown Women's Champion?
I like Bianca. I'm a fan of Bianca. I mean, I think with, you know, returns coming and, you know, more juice being, you know, given to the SmackDown Women's Division, her reign can only thrive more. But I give Bianca a thumbs up. I like her reign. I think everything about her says superstar, and you know I'm entertained by her.
Who would you like to see her go up against next? Now that we know that Bayley is indefinitely out of the picture for a little bit,
I want to see a Sasha rematch. That's the biggest match.
I would love to see that too.
That's what I want to see most right now.
From Sasha, who would you like to see her start?
I think her and Toni Storm can be good. I mean, there's a WWE draft coming up soon.
Oh, that's happening this fall?
I believe so. So I feel like, you know, there's some feuds on Raw that I think she could have. She could have a great feud with Charlotte. You give them a one-on-one feud, but, you know, wherever that takes place, I feel like that could be a good feud. I don't feel like Charlotte and Rhea really work together that well. But I feel like Rhea could work well with Sasha, and Charlotte could work well with Bianca. And then I would love to see Bianca and Becky go at it.
I don't know how they're gonna plug Becky back in, but when she comes back,
she's taking the belt off of somebody.
Exactly, because she never lost it. She had to, you know, give it up.
I think her and Rhea would be a real good one. You know, you got the tough Australian going up against the tough Irish girl.
Exactly.
Yes, okay. A good few. But I like Bianca.
There's a lot of potential now that we have fans coming back.
Yes.
It's a lot of potential. They could do a lot. And then, of course, we have the main event of SmackDown and the MVP of WWE right now in Roman Reigns. It finally turned this man heel. We can talk on the mic, everybody. This is a big moment. Because when Roman was going up against John Cena, if everyone remembers, Roman's promos just, you know, it was, I'm the guy. Ooh, wow. But now Roman is giving y'all some sauce. Like, y'all ain't shit. I'm me. I'm the tribal chief. Bow down. Respect me. Then he brings in his cousins, Jimmy and Jay, the Usos, those troublemakers. And now, who knows who else is going to join the family? Who even knows if Roman needs the belt? Because you mentioned that Roman may end up dropping the belt. What are your thoughts on Roman's heel turn? The tribal chief that he is.
Roman's the best storyline in WWE right now.
He's the best storyline in a very long time.
He's confident in who he is. I like whatever. When Roman's on, I'm hooked to the TV. And Roman is one of those guys, you see him on the TV, even people who don't like wrestling, they walk by like, who's this guy? And then you see him with the Usos and Paul Heyman. It's just a great mixture. I feel like Roman is going to drop the belt eventually to Cena at SummerSlam because I think they're going to go with. I don't think Cena's going to keep the belt. I think Cena's just going to get his 17th world title, and then he'll drop it back to Roman. But, you know, Roman is the best thing on TV. I love what he's doing. Every few Romans in is must-see, you know?
Yeah.
The way he degrades his opponents, and he really makes his opponents easy to cheer for. Like, you want to root for the people going up against Roman because his character is such a dick.
Yeah.
So I think this is the best character work of his career and the best character work we've seen in a long time.
It's only gonna get
better with fans coming back.
Exactly. I feel like his character hasn't even reached its peak because there's so much that you can do with it. And I'm just so happy that they're not fucking this up right now. Like, let this man continue to do whatever he's doing. I mean, Edge coming back and going against Roman, we're about to get to the Money in the Bank predictions, but it's like everybody that Roman has fought since he has won the championship is just like, his character just keeps getting better and better for me. Who do you think is going to join alongside the Usos? Do you think they're going to keep it with family, having this bloodline?
I think at this point, it just needs to stay family. I think it will stay family.
I just don't want them to throw in someone like Apollo Crews. Apollo Crews and
Apollo Crews is not going to get thrown in. Apollo Crews has his gimmick now and it's set. I don't think there's any man on the roster that they're going to recruit to join them.
What about any women? What do you think about Naomi turning?
You could always do Naomi. You do Naomi because she's, you know, married to Jimmy, so she's part of that bloodline by marriage. So, I mean, I feel like she could, her and Bianca could.
I'm waiting for that. Even if they wanted to put them together for a tag team, I'm here for that too. I just would love to see Naomi and Bianca do something in the ring because Royal Rumble, the two of them, that was just a taste of what they could do. But I think that when it comes to this whole bloodline thing, if they're going to bring in women, Nia Jax is not excluded from that because technically she's a part of it through The Rock. Tamina is not excluded from that. And then, as we said, Naomi. Okay, before Jey Uso had Jimmy come back, you know, before Jimmy came back into the fold, Jey Uso was doing, you know, his heel shit. And I just feel like Jimmy came in and Jimmy was like, I'm doing this for my brother. I ain't nobody's bitch, but now I'm going to do it for the family. I just don't feel like he's as serious as Roman or Jey. And I feel like once they become serious and lock down and lock in, which we've seen from the Usos, I feel like it's just going to put them on a whole nother level. And I do see them taking the SmackDown titles from Raven. Because they got to drop those titles. They got it. Cute father and son. Okay, that's nice. But they got to drop it.
Yeah, I feel you on that one. Let's do some
Money in the Bank pay-per-view. Do you want to do Money in the Bank? You want to do the matches first?
Let's do the matches.
All right, Bobby versus Kofi for the WWE Championship. Who you got?
I got Bobby retaining.
I agree. I don't think it's going to be a squash match, but I got Bobby retaining.
True.
Roman versus... think about Edge coming back.
I'm always happy to see the Rated R Superstar, but I've got Roman retaining, and I think Seth's going to play a part because I think they're going to do Seth and Edge at SummerSlam.
Really? I'm waiting for Seth to have a Roman feud, and I'm going to really love it because, you know, Roman's a heel now, and Seth has Roman guy. So now the tables have turned. So eventually it's going to come down to Seth versus Roman. That one has to happen. Edge versus Seth at SummerSlam. That'll be a good match. Okay, Raw Women's Championship.
I got Rhea retaining.
All right. Then we have the Money in the Bank matches. I think that's it. I don't think there's anybody. Oh, AJ Styles and Omos versus the Viking Raiders for the Raw Tag Team Championship.
Styles and Omos.
They don't have a SmackDown Championship. I wonder if they'll plug in the Usos.
Yeah, I wonder. Still got one SmackDown, so yeah.
Yeah. And the SmackDown will be live in front of a crowd, correct?
Yes. Yeah,
this won't be live. Okay. Money in the Bank matches. Let's do the women first. We have Alexa Bliss, Nikki Cross, Naomi, Zelina Vega, Liv Morgan, and then it's supposed to be two more added. I don't know if they announced the other two.
Winner of the Money in the Bank. It's going to be a surprise. I think it's going to be one of the women that's not added.
Yeah, so we have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, Liv Morgan, Zelina Vega. Oh, Natalya's in. I didn't know Natalya was in. Okay. Natalya, Asuka, Naomi, Alexa Bliss, and Nikki Cross.
Money in the Bank. Let me go out on a limb. I'll go Sasha. I think she returns and wins Money in the Bank. Yeah, that's my pick.
Okay, that's interesting. That's interesting. I would love to see Naomi win. Because they haven't been doing much with her. She had her little thing with Lana. Then Lana ended up getting released. And now she's just there. But I'm glad she's in the match. And then we have the Men's Money in the Bank. Riddle, Drew McIntyre, Ricochet, John Morrison, Big E, Kevin Owens, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Seth Rollins.
Riddle.
Wow. 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 That's an interesting pick. I'm not upset about it. For me, oof. Shinsuke is on a different type of time right now. Big E could use it. I don't know how The Miz is going to play into the match with John Morrison, potentially. I don't know. Ugh. I know who I don't want. But if I had to make a choice, I'm going to go out on a limb and say Seth.
I like that pick, too.
Seth could do it again. So, yeah, that's who I'm going to go with. And just like that, we're all caught up. Wow.
Yeah, guys, we're going to come back again next week with another one. We're going to be more consistent going forward. So
next week we'll be able to talk about crowds being back. What's our thoughts on that? Plug a little more AEW moving forward. And see how these storylines are developing now that the crowds are back.
Yep.
But season 2 is in full effect.
Yep. Thanks for listening to the Half Right Podcast. We're out of here.
Well, that wraps it up for another episode of the Half Right Podcast. Until next time, feel free to give us a follow on Instagram and Twitter @The Half Right Podcast and share with a friend. Thanks for listening.